off my stack.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Where do businesses in Kent go to do business? Supplymybusiness.co.uk. Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join today. Supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, October the 11th, with me, Paul Andrews, and the famous Joe Dodds.
Hello.
Cool. So we've got another fabulous guest to talk to that we're going to talk to in a moment. We've got millions of emails and tweets and all kinds of things to catch up on. So I'm going to run through a few tweets. George Beresford has tweeted, can Fruitworks Co. get a shout out, please? We've got a creative space for anyone who wants to run a workshop. So they've got workshop space at Fruitworks, which is a community workspace in Canterbury. And they've got a space that can handle 25 people with a chill out area, or they've got a space that can handle up to 80 people. So lots of different options. Mm. Yeah. So do get in touch with them. The website is fruitworks.co. Or you can follow them on the Twitter at FruitworksCO or Fruitworks Space. So do check that out. Caroline and Liz, the Organic Sisters, have been on from Riverford underscore Kent. It's game season, they say. Our organic venison in our meat delivery boxes now. It's Kent, it's low, it's low fat, and it's tasty. Hashtag Organic Sisters. That's not easy to say, Organic Sisters. You don't want to say that in a hurry, Organic Sisters. That's Caroline and Liz, Riverford underscore Kent on the Twitter. And Kent underscore Int underscore Biz, K-I-B. Can you mention on the Business Bunker the TradeGov UK underscore LSE Kickstart Your Export Success event on the 25th of October in Maidstone, please? I can indeed. If you want to find out more about it, I suggest you give the guys a follow. That's Kent underscore INT underscore BIZ and find out about their Kickstart Your Export Success event, 25th of October. Joe Banks has been on. Joe, who is alive with Flavor on the Twitter, and Flavor is spelt the American way. There's no U in it. She obviously ran out of letters. And Joe, it's Joe Banks, and she says, hello, I'm working on a chocolate recipe as it's chocolate week.
Oh, who knew?
Who knew? They're keeping that a secret. Ooh. And she's given me a couple of Twitter handles, 5D Chocolates and Discover Cacao. It's chocolate week, everyone.
Lovely. That's good news. When I go to my meeting tomorrow, I have to make sure I'm taking chocolate.
It's chocolate free. I don't know what happened there.
You're chocolate free.
There's none here.
Oh, you haven't brought any?
There's none here. Normally, if it's chocolate week, I would have expected loads of chocolatey gifts.
Yeah, but I'm here and nobody ever brings anything when I'm here.
That is so true. Actually, that's not true because you had canapés.
I had the canapés. That's the one thing I have had.
You big fibber.
One thing in like 9 years, minus the two or three or whatever I wasn't here for.
Absolutely.
But other than that.
I've had a tweet from Julie Waller as well. She says, Vanilla Web Business Bunker, could we have a shout-out request, please, for Herne Bay Retailers? Herne Bay Retailers.
Is that a lead in to our next guest?
Yeah. This show isn't just thrown together, you know. It's produced to within an inch of its life. Yeah. A late night shopping event Thursday as attached. So let me see if I can see the attachment. It says, oh, blimey, that's Bank Street, Mortimer Street, William Street, High Street, all kinds of places. There's all kinds of shops. Come and enjoy our offers and discounts. And that is taking place on Thursday, the 13th of October, that's the day after Manana, from 5 to 7 p.m., and it's late night shopping in Herne Bay. Can't be bad, can it?
No.
Get along. That's Get along to the bay.
It's a Victor Chamber event with some guest speakers. Rising Stars, aimed at non-business owners and directors to help those destined for future leadership roles to develop their management and interpersonal skills, expertise and contacts. The guest speakers are James Osborne from Energy, who was on the show only a few weeks ago, Andrew Priestley from Priestley Coaching, and it's Tuesday the 25th of October at the Cote Brasserie in Bluewater. And if you go to kentandvictorchamber.co.uk, you can find out more.
Fantastic. Oasis have tweeted in, and their Twitter handle is O, underscore A underscore SYS. See what they did
there?
We've
had them before. I remember, I have indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
And they say, Business Mugger, please can we have a shout out for our business exhibition next Tuesday? Free tickets online, and then it's given me a bit.ly shortened Doobry Wallop.
Like them.
So the best thing to do is to follow Oasis on the Twitter and find out about their business exhibition next Tuesday. It's called Business Sense 2016, and I can see from the banner that they put there that there's seminars and all kinds of things going on. It's Tuesday, the 18th of October, from 10 till 3, and it's at the Royal Overseas League in London, SW1A. But if you follow them on the Twitter, you can find out all about it. That's O underscore A underscore SYS.
Did you read the one out about future first aiders?
From
Vicky Beattie Association.
I haven't read that. Why don't you read that?
So please can we have a shout out for future first aiders teaching first aid to young people.
Fantastic. And you can follow them on the Twitter at
Safewell Green.
Safewell Green. And Annette Bunn from Rift Accounting has been on. Please can you mention the Unconference, which is taking place on the 17th of November in conjunction with Start My Business, Grow My Business, Rift Accounting, Toby M. Roy, Marketing AM and Zoe Cairns and me. And that's the Unconference, and that's taking place at the Canterbury Cathedral Lodge on the 17th of November. And it's the second one. We ran the first one last year, and it was a great success, so we made it bigger this year. That's an Unconference. For those of you that don't know what an Unconference is, it's a conference without an agenda. It's where people rock up and talk about anything. Cool. And it was great fun last year, so do come along to this one this year. Blimey, we got dozens and dozens of tweets still. Cascade Insurance, Julie is listening in and says hello. That's Cascade Insurance. Jacqueline Offen sent me a really interesting tweet with a GIF about what JJ Systems do, her company, in terms of supporting you and looking after you and protecting you with online security. So do check that out. We got dozens more. We'll read some more in a minute because I want to talk to our next guest. That's what I really want to do. It's really important that we talk to our lovely next guest, the lovely Sherry Newton. And Sherry is from Little Pep Juice. And you're in Herne Bay as well, aren't you?
I am indeed.
Are you taking part in this late night shopping, Bazuma? No.
No, unfortunately not. No, it's more, I don't know if the pier's involved in it. I'm on the pier.
Yeah.
But it's more for the sort of businesses in the town.
It all finished High Street, didn't it?
Yeah.
High Street.
I nearly made a really horrible joke there when she said, I'm on the pier. I nearly said, are you an attraction?
Yes. It's the answer. but it's good for us because then we can go along, and because we never get to go to the other businesses because we're always open at the time. So yeah, cool. I'm going to pop down there and have a look around.
Absolutely. Sherry, you've got lots going on.
Yes.
You're a very, very famous lady these days with all the things you've been up to.
I am. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really great. Why don't you tell us a little bit about you to start off with, mm-hmm. and then some of the things that you've been up to just recently that have really kind of thrown you into the spotlight.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me.
No, it's an absolute pleasure.
So I've got a juice and smoothie and healthy food bar in one of the huts on the pier in Herne Bay, as I said, and kind of took the plunge and went there full time just before the summer. So that's been going really well. We had an amazing summer.
It's great in the summer. What's the pier like in the winter? We don't know yet, I guess.
It has its bleak days.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's kind of like I'm vegan. I'm trying to find a vegan version of chicken and egg. I use this chicken and egg scenario all the time, but
this broccoli and this no, it doesn't work,
soil.
Does it?
Broccoli yeah. and soil, no,
flaxseed and yeah. something else,
yeah,
tofu. But it's kind of yeah. We're feeling our way at the moment.
Sure.
The weather does make a bit of a difference, but we do have the canopy. There's the view sort of fish and chip restaurant as well. So we're still trying to entice people on. And providing there are people, we will be open, rain, shine, wind, sure. you know, whatever. But so we're feeling our feet at the minute, and we're just sort of seeing cool. how it goes.
So and you open this year?
Yeah, officially went full time just in the summer, in June. So, yeah, it was good.
We love a new business on the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you very much.
So tell us a little bit about your fabulous product. You bought me some to try as well, which is lovely. And I'm not sharing them with this lot.
Well, there are two. And I think maybe Jo should have one because Jo was saying she never gets given anything. Not that I want to give and take away.
You gave one of mine away to her? Really? I didn't. You gave one of mine away to her?
Paul, let's face it. You don't do healthy food and things like that.
There's nothing wrong with a kebab. There's nothing wrong with a kebab. You can get healthy kebabs. Trust me. I'm sure you can get vegan kebabs or something.
You can. I love a vegan kebab. Yeah, it's basically vegetables, but it's still nice.
Right,
it's still
okay. Really nice. Do you want chili sauce with that? You want chili sauce with that?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Tell us about the products that you make, though, Sherry.
So it comes from a place of personal experience and wanting to help people. So my sort of brief story is that my mum was really poorly. She was in hospital and was very ill indeed. She was in intensive care. And I just had a lightning bolt moment where I knew that I needed to try and do something to help people in her situation. I also saw the difference that nutrition made to her, literally kind of bringing her back to life. And I thought, right, and that's where Little Pep was born. So it's primarily juices and smoothies, but then that's kind of grown into healthy snacks and protein balls and, my hummus is a little bit famous, I have to say, and now doing hot food because of the colder weather. So hot pots and soups and things like that. And I am trying to cater for people that I'm trying to show people that healthy stuff can be nice.
Yep.
And we've had this conversation. I'm absolutely sure that I'm going to convince you at some
point. No. Do you know, seriously, Sherry, seriously, I'm a omnivore. I eat anything. I don't care. I'll kill it. I'll bite. I'll eat it live. I don't care. But I do a food show, as you know, as well. And it's a thing that we talk about an awful lot. There are lots of people about that have discovered food allergies of different kinds and of different severity. There are lots of people out of principle that have chosen to become either vegetarian or indeed vegan.
Yep.
Or even there's probably even some more extreme stuff.
Yeah.
And that's fine. The interesting thing is that when you eat out, and our lifestyles are such nowadays that very few people, you know, there's less and less cooking goes on. Mm. More and more people buy takeaways or they buy food on the hoof or they get, you know, takeaways delivered. I'll tell you a little story about takeaways being delivered in a moment. But one of the interesting things as a family, if you eat out, quite often now you have, you know, my mum's gluten intolerant and stuff like that. So you go to a restaurant and you go, well, I want one of these, but she's gluten intolerant. My point is, if you can make decent food, it doesn't matter. I don't need gluten.
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Even though I'm not gluten intolerant, I don't need it. If you make something nice that's gluten-free, I'll eat it.
But it's interesting. Really,
yeah.
Sorry. Just what I'm sort of trying to do is to cater for vegetarians, vegans, gluten-free, but also not exclude anyone.
Exactly.
Because I think it's a bit of a dirty word. It's a bit of a scary word, and people are freaked out a little bit by it.
I was going to say, the whole gluten thing, I don't eat gluten, and I go to like my brother and sister-in-law's and they make a gluten-free cake, for example, and my brother-in-law's always like, oh, considering it's gluten-free, that's okay. And it's like, oh, for God's sake, you eat gluten-free cakes all the time. If you have things like a polenta cake or something made with ground almonds and you didn't actually know it was gluten-free, you just ate it because it was a cake, and you don't think there's an issue. But so many people have this thing that, you know, you start excluding things and then there's a problem, and it's just so not true. It's just
and that's what I really love about what Sherry's doing with these here as well. You know, it's almost immaterial, the fact that she's made something that's healthy. I'm still going to have it.
But do you think some of this
despite that?
But do you think some of this, I think, is born out of all these like free from ranges, that there's so many rubbishy processed foods that you can buy that don't have these things in that taste pretty awful. I mean, they're okay, but then you wouldn't choose them. And that's what puts people off.
I was at the specialty and free food show at Olympia a few months ago. Oh, it was, I ate my way through so many products that were chocolate covered cardboard.
Yes.
It was unbelievable. There was some rubbish there.
Yeah,
there was some really horrible rubbish there.
They're trying to replace things with something that doesn't have the items in,
exactly,
rather than actually creating nice food.
And that's exactly it. And that's one of the many things I love about Sherry and what she's doing. She's actually just creating nice food. The fact that it happens to tick some boxes in terms of its veganism and vegetarianism and healthiness is just a lucky byproduct for her and something I couldn't care less about.
Yeah.
It just tastes nice, so I'm going to have it because it tastes nice. Yeah.
It's the same with smoothies, though. A lot of people, so many companies are doing smoothies now, and they're not necessarily made completely with natural stuff. They've had some concentrated apple juice chucked in there. So that kind of gives it a bad name. Or people trying to sort of make their own concoctions at home, which is brilliant. But so many people walk past going, oh, I don't like smoothies. And I sort of say, can you just try this? Because I think that you might like it. So, yeah, there's a lot of people that don't want to try things. They think they won't like them if they're a certain gluten-free or vegan or a, you know.
So talk us through what you've been up to recently.
Okay. Yeah. So kind of set up Little Pep, and I've been feeling that it's been really beneficial trying to help people, you know, have somewhere to go and make healthier choices. But I didn't feel like I was getting out there enough. If you don't mind me telling a really quick story.
Go for it.
So a lot of it comes, the inspiration came from my mum and wanting to do more, but also this one day, a terrible day on the pier, no customers, pouring down with rain. And I'll try and be quick, but there was a lady in a wheelchair. Her son had taken her and her husband out for the day. She was very poorly, unfortunately. She had a condition where she couldn't eat any solid food. She had to have everything liquidized, put powder in it to make it the right thickness, et cetera, et cetera. And she had a smoothie, and she loved it. And then I made up some more for her to take away, and it just really made a difference. And I sort of said, oh, could she make these at home? And he said, no, she's not able to do that. My dad's blind. He can't do it either. And I just thought, imagine if I could bring something whereby that was delivered to her. She could take that out of the fridge or the freezer each day and have that nutrition and a nice thing as well, you know, without having to do anything.
Yeah.
Got me thinking. And so Juice on Wheels, the idea of Juice on Wheels was born. And I really wanted to sort of get the message out there and didn't really know where to start. So I thought it might be an idea if I did a campaign. And to get some attention, I am running 10 marathons in 10 days along the Kent coast.
She's a little attention seeker, isn't she?
Yeah.
I just thought I'd knock out 10 marathons in 10 days, as you do. Yeah.
So I'm not actually going to be running. I don't think I'm going to run every single one because my friend from the pier, which if people don't know my heart, they'll probably know Beer on the Pier, which is my favourite one, two doors down. She's going to be doing two or three of them with me as well.
Right.
And we're going to walk those ones. We've got a 7-hour cut-off point, so we have to walk them very fast. And then the others, I'm planning to run all of them. So it's actually part of the Section Shore series of 10 in 10. It is an organised event. I haven't just sort of made
Bird
it up.
Bird says she wants to do it with you.
Yeah.
Lovely.
She'll run them with you. So how much marathon running have you done up to now?
I have done.
Only have done a few.
I've done a couple. I say normally, it's not a normal thing, but
okay.
I've done three and I've walked one. So I've done four altogether.
But not all in like 4 days.
But no, there's normally a 2-year gap in between them.
So this is a bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
So brilliant. So Sherry, presume you're doing this to raise money.
Mm-hmm.
So let's have a shout out for how we're going to raise the money.
Okay, I should probably know the link to my crowdfunder, shouldn't I? Basically, if you go to Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Little Pep Juice, that will, and with the hashtag Juice on Wheels, and that will feed you into...
Fabulous.
There's a blog, there's a crowdfunding page. Also, for any businesses that are interested, please drop me a tweet, and I will contact you with a list of sponsorship packages that I have available, starting from £15 for a name on a T-shirt or a bib, up to £500, where you can sort of buy your own marathon, and we can promote your business as well. Because it is about the community; it is about that this is where this is starting. So,
and the money that's raised will then go to.
It's going to the initiative. So it's a currently a community focused group. I'm going to try and set it up as a charity, and so it's non-profit. The whole point is that I want to get these juices to the people that need them. And it's not just people that have come out of hospital. It's, you know, elderly, sick, disabled, even, you know, new mothers that are too exhausted to prepare any food. They need the energy. Homeless people on low-income families, anyone that isn't able to access you know, that nutrition. And also I want to back it up with helping people make their own and you know.
It's such a good idea because it is such a sort of middle class thing, isn't it? And I mean, as in, you know, you have paraphernalia and you go buy your organic food and all those other things. To give people, whoever they are, with whatever income, whichever situation in life they are, an opportunity to have that, as you say, that nutrition without any of that stuff that everyone else does because it's part of living the lifestyle.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
Just amazing.
Yeah, that's the point, isn't it? The whole point about nutrition and bad nutrition in this country, he says, is basically it's normally people that can't afford good nutrition. You know, they eat rubbish because it's easy to get hold of and it's easy to do.
And it's the fast food, the quick and easy stuff as well. And if you can make it quick, easy and full of
nutrition,
hurry up.
The McDonald's is open.
It's going to, you know, buying lots of frozen stuff that's stodgy and big and actually by juicing and by making stuff from scratch, you can save a fortune. And I don't waste anything because whatever I've got left over goes through the juicer. You know, I live on practically nothing because I'm able to just make use of all of the food, so it stops waste.
We've got a rabbit for that. No we have got one of those as well, but the same thing. Things like making soups and stuff, as you say, once you start doing that, you don't have to throw veg away because
all rabbit,
you can discard it. What?
rabbit burgers. Rabbit.
I'm not telling little Dodgy you said that. How cruel and unkind.
We're going to promote you on that. We're going to help you do as much as we can with that. Just very quickly.
Apart from Paul won't be running the marathon.
I won't be running.
Neither will I, to be fair. Yeah. But Bird said she will, so that's good.
It's interesting, actually, and somebody that you might want to contact are people, I interviewed the marketing director the other day on the Food Talk show from Just Eat. The people that deliver, you know, food from takeaway menus. It's interesting, actually. They introduced me to their new delivery mechanism, which is a robot dog. Seriously. No, they seriously have a robot dog that is delivering takeaway orders in London. Because, you know, like Amazon, they're doing deliveries with drones.
There must be some sort of health and safety thing if you trip over this flipping dog going down the high street.
Well, what if the dog runs off with your order?
Yeah. That too.
The dog never turned up, really. No. Yeah. And what if you mugged the dog? Anyway, they would be worth talking to because that could be something interesting. So we'll see if we can put you together with that.
Thank you. Thanks.
But now you've given away what you bought me earlier to her. Yeah.
Only one of them.
What am I missing now?
Caring.
So tell me about your products. Tell me what your products are going to do to me to give me a six pack and make my hair grow back and all that kind of stuff.
the brilliant thing, and I'll kind of focus more on the juices.
Yeah.
So you can have them as a meal. Like there is that people. I do offer a juice program, so I'm going off on a slightly different thing. But I'll offer a juice program for, you know, just to feel good, to lose weight, and the energy that it gives you is unbelievable. So you can actually have them as meal replacement, or you can have them so you could have one for breakfast, or you can just have them as a nice drink. But there are so many nutrients in there, and one thing doesn't just kind of help with one ailment or something. So beetroot juice, for example. I'll tell you a bit of a funny story. So
I've got one of those.
So the whole time my mum was in hospital, I was taking in the beetroot juice and I was kind of forcing it, you know, for her to drink it. And then when she came home, we were doing exactly the same thing. And then about a year later, it came on the news that Medway Hospital, among some others, were trialling it in intensive care units for pneumonia and COPD and the things that she had as a cure. And my mum and dad sat there and went, "Oh, we should get some of that." To which point I said, "You know, but I've been trying to feed you this for ages." And my dad said, "Yeah, but they probably sell it in Morrison's." But so, for example, it's really good for those things, but also it doesn't just do that. So I've got a juice that's a blues and roots. So the beetroot in that also can improve exercise performance. It can lower blood pressure. It oxygenates the blood. So it does.
And it turns your poo green.
Purpley colour.
Purpley, greeny, horrible.
Although I've got a new one now with golden beetroot.
Which
doesn't
that
do the same.
Would it? Yeah.
Doesn't go all over
we
the
had
ceiling.
A bit of trauma in our house once over some issues about whether there was an illness going on, and it turns out it wasn't an illness at all. It was a beetroot
scary
eating scenario.
Funny enough, I met a lady the other day called Foxy Fox, who's making beetroot ketchup.
Which is
really interesting.
Yeah, you're right. I just remembered. I got confused. That was the blue ice cream you can buy turns it green.
Yeah,
you're right. It's like you
don't.
You
I
think
don't think
got
we need
cancer,
to discuss this any further. Thank you very much.
No, but you do. It's a good point though. If people are eating lots of beetroot, you might worry that you've got some like bowel
terrible
issue.
Illness.
Yeah,
yeah,
you do, and then
scary.
You realise what it is, and then you work out the timings, and then you know what it was. Yes. And it's good. It is worth knowing. Seriously,
it's also the one that I will always. It will always go all over the ceiling. It will always go all over the white clothes that I'm wearing. Guarantee if I'm going to drop one, it'll be that.
Oh, I see what you mean. I thought we were still talking about the poo.
No.
We made a beetroot curry the other day. It was bright red. It just looked amazing. And it tasted really nice too.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
It's good.
Beetroot
yeah.
curry.
Yeah,
yeah. I also have the best hangover cure ever. And I do have quite a few regulars, especially on a Sunday morning, that come and ask for Goodness Gracious Green, which I can pimp with extra things
and
as well.
And what's in that?
Not that it affects me, because I'm teetotal. So it doesn't bother
and
me.
And holier than thou.
Sorry?
Just to be clear. And holier than thou, just to be clear.
Yeah,
listener,
yeah, and smug.
You hadn't got that.
So
yeah, exactly.
I never get hangovers. Yeah. But so what's in it? What?
Pineapple, broccoli, cucumber, ginger, apple, something else green, spinach, and then you can add in extra bits and pieces.
Okay.
But I guarantee it lifts the black cloud. It's very good.
Lovely.
Yeah, because it's all about balance, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Broccoli and spinach are particularly good for the eye as well.
They are.
I eat quite a lot of raw broccoli, actually. It's one of my snacking things.
But if you have an underactive thyroid, don't do
that. Who said that? What? So,
yes.
Sherry, this is great stuff.
Thank you.
This is really good stuff.
I need to go to Herne Bay now, clearly. I didn't know it was all happening over there.
Oh, it all happens in Herne Bay, don't you worry.
I've been there for ages.
It's really changed, actually. Yeah. It's really...
We're trying to encourage Sherry to open in Fruitworks Space as well.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be closer.
I'd love to.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm going to talk to her later about that because I've got another cunning plan for that, which doesn't involve her having to do anything at all.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean,
even better.
Or anything more, because she's always doing loads and loads of stuff.
And how far is your on wheels going to go?
Yeah.
Lazy from high.
Yeah. Yeah. So someone that fancies a beetroot curry delivered to her place. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we shall see. But yeah, I want to reach as many people as...
How are you doing that at the moment, Sherry? Is it just you on a bike or something? How are you delivering at the moment?
At the moment, so it's kind of... It's a sort of separate initiative. So at the minute, deliveries I'm just doing in my car that I parked the wrong way earlier.
Yeah.
You need a bigger car if you're going to get that successful.
Yeah. You need a truck.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the plan is to sort of change things quite a lot next year.
Okay. Well, we're going to get you back on next year and talk about all of that as it comes to fruition. Do you see what I did there? As it comes to fruition?
Yeah, that's really good.
It works better when you don't have to explain it, though.
Yeah, the beat goes on. Well, I know what it's like around here. People miss my talented puns. We're going to get you back on next year to follow up on how this has gone. But we're going to do as much as we can to help support you and get the word out there about your 10 marathons in 10 days, about Juice on Wheels and about all the things you're doing, because we think you're a superstar.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Give us a shout for a Little Pep Juice website.
So the best way is actually to go to facebook.com/@littlepepjuice or /littlepepjuice. And it's the same for Twitter and Instagram @littlepepjuice. Yeah. There is a blog as well, but it's too confusing for me to read out. So if you go to the Twitter, then you'll find the link for it.
Fantastic. Sherry Newton, Little Pep Juice.
Thank you.
You're a superstar. Thank you for joining us. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you. I've had a tweet from the scientist with luscious hair.
Yes.
Again. Venom Tech. Yes. Venom Web, can we have a shout out, please, for our MD? That'll be Dr. Steve Trim. He'll be on stand A10 at the ELRIG Drug Discovery 2016 at the ACC Liverpool from the 14th to the 16th of October. So if you're into drug discovery and you're in the Liverpool area, pop by and say hello to Dr. Steve Trim, who will be on stand A10. That's Venom Tech. Venom Tech are based at Discovery Park, and they source various spidery, snaky, horribly thingy toxins for drug research. So do check them out. And of course, I do my obligatory joke about Steve and his membership of Scientists with Luscious Hair, which is a real organisation that he really belongs to. And I'm just extremely jealous because I'm neither a scientist or have hair. So they won't let me in on two counts.
You know, I just went to your Facebook page and your call now button is so prominent that I nearly called you by mistake instead of liking the page. So I may do that later. I'll like it now instead.
And I've just had a tweet from the lovely Amanda Flanders, B&D Events, who has reminded me, following on from last week's show, please can you remind everybody about the Royal Miniature exhibition. Royal Miniature is a Twitter handle as well. And the Royal Miniatures, they're 2 by 3 inches. We had a big discussion about this last week. And that's tomorrow, the 22nd, at the Mall Gallery. That's in London, Pall Mall, at the Mall Gallery, the Royal Miniature Exhibition tomorrow. From tomorrow until the 22nd of October. So do get along and have a look at that if you can. Oh, Innovation Washrooms have been on again. It's a busy time for him. He's saying it's also my fiance's birthday on Saturday, Dr. Joe Collins. So please say happy birthday and love the interview. So happy birthday to Joe Collins.
What did Irene think?
Huh?
What did Irene think? That was his.
We haven't heard yet. That'll be coming in later, I guess. Anthony Jones has been on as well. Vanilla Web Business Bunker. I'm a freelance photographer, workshop facilitator, and expert on Kent. And I'm based on the Isle of Sheppey. And you can follow Anthony at, and I'll read his Twitter handle, AJPhotoInfo. AJPhotoInfo. That's Anthony Jones, photographer and expert. And the lovely Claire Reeves is saying, Vanilla Web, hi Paul, I'm listening in between voiceover sessions today. You would have heard Claire's voice earlier on because she voiced all of our adverts for us. It's a bit of a Hythe programme today because Claire's based in Hythe as well as you lot.
Based
in Hythe. So, do you know what we're going to do now? I think it's time when we did the
Channel Radio News Update.
It's time for the Federation of Small Business News Update. On the 11th of October, that's today, there's a Women in Business lunch in Dartford. You've probably missed it by now. On the 13th of October, there's a leadership training with Gaia Leadership in Maidstone. On the 20th of October, an introduction to direct marketing and data protection in Maidstone. On the 25th of October, there's Kickstart Your Export Success, hosted by the UK Trade and Industry Board in Maidstone. And on the 2nd of November, Supported Needs at Work. Now, that's changed because that's my event. It's now on the 7th of November. And I'm glad I mentioned this because I needed to remind everybody. I'm running an event in conjunction with the Federation of Small Business and Kent County Council, Kent Supported Employment Group. It's a free workshop at County Hall on the 7th of November from 9:30 until 12:30. And we're going to be discussing supported employment needs. So that's people with special needs that are looking for employment. And one of the things we're doing is we're going to be talking about why you should hire someone or give someone work experience that has supported needs. And we're going to be hearing from employers who have done just that. And we're also going to be hearing from people with supported needs and who have already got jobs and how they've adapted to the work they're doing. And then we're going to hear from the Kent Supported Needs Group, who are going to tell employers what is available to help you do just that. It's going to be an interesting day. And we're also going to hear from the Alzheimer's Association about handling dementia in the workplace as well. So it's all free. It's at County Hall. It's on the 7th of November. If you follow me on the Twitter, I'll send you a link to it. Or you can go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk. And if you look at the FSB tab, click on the FSB tab, it is listed there with a link to reserve your ticket and all the rest of it. Please come. We're looking for employers to come along to that and hear about supported employment needs. It's a really interesting and important area. And as a lot of you will know, I'm actually the president of the Kent Deaf Children's Society. And one of the big issues we have with our young adults and teenagers is getting them work experience. So it's something that's very close to our hearts. Advert over.
Does your small business have a big heart? In the small business sector, business is not simply about profit and loss. Many business owners support their local communities, and acts of kindness and generosity can slip under the radar. A national campaign started by businessforsale.com is looking for the small business with the biggest heart in the UK. There's £1,000 up for grabs and the chance to take home the Small Business Big Heart Award for your region. Winners will be presented their awards at the Small Business Saturday bus tour when it comes to their nearest town. And you can nominate a business or apply online. If you go to surveymonkey.co.uk/r/small-business-big-heart.
Cool. There's a new £1 coin coming.
Ooh.
The new £1 coin will start circulation in March 2017. You can find out more information on the Royal Mint website, which includes a recently added list of coin handling equipment manufacturers that have undertaken coin validation equipment testing with sample coins. This allows businesses to see which manufacturers are moving forward with their planning. Because just to be awkward, that the new £1 coin is a multi-sided coin.
How many?
A seven, I think. It's a seven-sided coin. So it won't fit in any machine that anyone's got to do anything. You know, what is the matter with these people? Have you seen the new plastic five notes?
Nice.
Have you ironed one yet?
No.
Do you remember when you were a kid, did you ever used to take crisp bags and throw them in the fire that they shriveled up and were a crisp bag, but were about that big?
Yes.
Same happens to a five-pound note if you iron it.
Well, don't iron it then. Why would you iron a £5 note, though?
I'm just saying.
Just don't do that. Do you?
I'm just saying, don't iron it, kids. They shrink.
So, digital boot camp at the Gherkin, Kent and Medway FSB, Monday the 31st of October from 8:30 till 12. Everything in the business world is changing, driven by disruptive new business models and innovative technology. The digital landscape of today often frightens executives and leaders who are struggling to make informed business decisions in the context of new technology and digital trends. Knowing common techie terms gives credibility as a leader, broadens your knowledge base and allows you to ask the right questions and make the right decisions. This two-hour intensive interactive workshop at London's stunning location, the Gherkin, is aimed at top executives and business owners to learn the fundamental terms and rules of digital transformation to create effective dialogue with employees, suppliers, partners and clients and increase business performance. And then there's a very ridiculous long URL for Eventbrite, which I can't read out. So if
we'll
you search
on
Eventbrite for digital bootcamp at the Gherkin, you should find it. Interesting, though, that it's a Kent-based event in London and it's in the morning. Has anyone been to the train to London recently in the morning and seen how much more expensive it is if you go in before 11 or 10?
71 quid.
Exactly.
It cost me from Ashford.
So why would you have an event?
71 quid.
So why would you have a Kent-based event in London in the morning?
Yeah.
I just boycott them. It's too expensive.
Mm. There's a consultation that's taking place on music licenses and tariffs in the retail sector. PRS for Music is running a consultation on the charging structure used to license the use of copyrighted music within the retail sector. They're proposing a new tariff, the scope of which will cover the use of background music within retail premises and during in-store events. You can click to access the consultation paper and provide your feedback to the online questionnaire at prsformusic.com/users/businesses. So the PRS have run screaming into the obvious there that people weren't going to pay their silly licensing fees. They were just going to commission their own uncopyrighted music, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. So it's a minimum wage hike. The national minimum wage is set to increase on October the 1st. The increase
has happened.
The increase follows from the introduction of the living wage in April of this year and precedes the planned rise in the living wage in April 2017. FSB is calling on the government to extend the employment allowance to help small businesses stretched by rising wage costs. So the new minimum wage for 21 to 24-year-olds, where the government agreed that it should increase by 3.7% to £6.95 an hour. The youth development rate affecting 18 to 20-year-olds is £5.55 an hour. An increase in the 16 to 17-year-old rate of 3.4% to £4 an hour, and an increase in the apprentice rate to £3.40 an hour. For workers aged 25 and over, the government is introducing the £7.20 national living wage.
And as Joe quite rightly says, that all came into force on the 1st of October, so you should be paying it now.
Exactly.
And there is no excuses for not paying it now. Crowdfunding in focus. Crowdfest is the UK's largest crowdfunding event taking place on the 19th and 20th of October in London. There will be a wide range of influential speakers, including the Federation of Small Business National Chairman Mike Cherry, practical workshops, interactive exhibitions and networking events. You can find out more by going to http crowdfest.co. That's crowdfest.co. 10 free tickets are up for grabs using FSB Comp 10. But if you miss out on those, you can still get a 25% discount by using FSB 25.
So you can download a mobile coverage app. If you're an Android smartphone user, you can download the Ofcom mobile research app to be part of a nationwide panel of volunteers helping to gather valuable information about mobile coverage, reliability of voice calls, mobile broadband performance and users' experience and habits. The app automatically measures the performance of mobile and Wi-Fi and users don't need to manually run any tests.
Cool. Have you been negatively affected by the Royal Bank of Scotland's Global Restructuring Group? The Financial Conduct Authority, the FCA, has said that it has received a report investigating allegations of malpractice at Royal Bank of Scotland's Global Restructuring Group with its small business customers. We are keen to hear from any FSB member who has been affected by this matter. If you have been affected, please can you contact Ben Barrock? And his Twitter handle, his email address is ben.barruch, B-A-R-U-C-H, B-A-R-U-C-H, at fsb.org.uk. So if you've been affected by the Royal Bank of Scotland's Global Restructuring Group, please get in touch with Ben Barrock at the FSB.
Have your say on business, university engagement, universities UK, UUK. I read this twice and thought it still doesn't make any sense. Have your say on business. University engagement, universities UK. UUK. Doesn't help. Anyway, he's inviting FSB members.
Stop wobbling and read it, Joe.
I just thought, is this because I don't feel very well or does it just sound wrong? He's inviting FSB members to take part in a survey on developing graduate skills and effective university links with employers. The survey and accompanying research will help to identify innovative practice as well as what the challenges to effective collaboration are and how these can be addressed. To share your thoughts, comments and examples of what works well as where improvements need to be made, you can email Kathleen Henahan, and that's Kathleen with a K dot Henahan, H-E-N-E-H-A-N, at universitiesuk.ac.uk. And the deadline is Monday the 31st of October.
Fantastic. And I think that brings us to the end of our FSB News Roundup.
Channel Radio News Update.
We've had a tweet from Rochester Kino. An American Werewolf in London, apparently, is the film screening on Wednesday the 12th of October at 7:30 p.m. at the Brook Theatre, Chatham. It's £5 for a ticket or £3 if you're a student. That can't be keeping you up. That was a big yawn, Joe. Are you bored?
I was hiding it quite successfully, given we're on radio.
Yeah.
Until you mentioned it.
Oh, yeah. So that's Rochester Kino. Give them a follow. Buy a ticket. An American Werewolf in London. What's not to like? Go for it.
So we were talking about world and business. No, we weren't. We were talking about LinkedIn earlier.
Oh, we were.
It's not going well today, is it? And the World and Business Group are running a LinkedIn masterclass. They believe that everyone in business should have the confidence to run the social media program which best suits them and which yields positive results. And on Wednesday, the 2nd of November, they're hosting a two-hour course by social media expert Malik Zubair, explaining why LinkedIn is particularly effective for business and how you can get involved. The course is at the Kent and East Sussex Railway Station Refreshment Room in Tenterden, and it is open to non-members at £25 per ticket, including breakfast, but places are limited, so you need to book early. And you can contact the chairman, Justin Nelson, at justin@nelsonlegal.co.uk.
I've had another tweet from Venom Tech.
Have you?
And they say, business marketer, Venom Web, thanks for the shout out. Dr. Steve thanks you too. Ha ha. Here's the famous link to his group. And she's provided a link to the group that he belongs to. And let me just see what happens here. It's called improbable.com is the website. And there's a picture of Steve. He looks like something out of Iron Maiden. If you go to improbable.com, and there's a whole link after it, so follow Venom Tech. Steve Trim joins the luxuriant flowing hair club for scientists. There you go. Nice one. I have retweeted it, but if you follow Venom Tech, Venom Research on the Twitter, they've got a link to improbable.com where you can see Dr. Steve Trim with all of his luxuriant hair.
I can see it now.
You can see it.
Yeah, he does look
and talking of such things, yes. Marcus Christostomu I can't say that. Chrysostomou, Marcus Chrysostomou, has been on, and he says, just want to say hello. A great show as usual. And by the way, you don't need to have hair to have fun. Thank you for that, Marcus. That is so true. He's right. He's not lying.
Headbanging wouldn't be that good, though, with no hair, would it?
No.
No.
You're right. It doesn't flick into your eyes, does it?
No, exactly.
Breakthrough Women's Lunch. We celebrate the success of women in business and help raise the visibility of women succeeded in their professional lives. Female role models play an integral part in inspiring other women and raising the visibility of women in the workplace. Our events are extremely popular and aim to encourage more women to strive for business success. They have an event, which is a women's lunch, on Monday, the 14th of November, and it's from 10:30 to 2:30. Cool, that's some kind of lunch, isn't it? Blimey, that must be about 10 courses, that. So 10:30 to 2:30, and it's at Eastwell Manor. The Rose Garden Room at Eastwell Park, which is over there near Ashford. It's actually Boughton Alloth, isn't it, is where Eastwell Manor is. And you can book your tickets by going to eventbrite.co.uk/breakthrough women business lunch.
Martin from Supply My Biz says that you got him onto watermelon smoothies every morning.
I did.
Yeah. He says he loves them. So, just watermelon?
I don't know what he puts in his, but actually the ones that I brought in are, I carried a watermelon, which is watermelon, pineapple and ginger.
I love that name. Such a good line.
The full version of the name is brackets in my belly, but not everyone always says
I noticed thing. That. I did notice that on the bottle. Yeah. The trouble with Martin has his watermelon, though, with a full English fry up. That's the problem.
Well, we actually, I collaborated with Beer on the Pier and we mixed that with Prosecco. And we ran a competition, and the winning name of it is I Married a Watermelon, brackets, with Prosecco. So, like we were saying, all about balance, and it's lovely. Really nice.
Cool.
But he doesn't have it for breakfast, with the Prosecco, and I mean.
Oh, I don't know. Don't know.
We're fast running out of time, so I've got to rush through this. Business Community Breakfast have a meeting on Thursday the 13th of October. That's this Thursday. They have a lively and interesting meeting, it's at the Honourable Pilot, which is in Gillingham, and it's 7:30 a.m. If you want to find out all about it, you can email Colin Brown, colin@businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk. And one last email before we go to Joe's Gems. New online gift shop for Powell Cotton Museum. If you take a look at www.powell-cotton-shop.com, .co.uk. It's the latest offering from Icelab Limited, a new gift shop for the Powell Cotton Museum based at Quex Park in Birchington. They stock a range of museum souvenirs as well as selling online tickets for various events. And you know what?
Joe's Gems.
I've got 30 seconds, haven't I?
You've got not that long. And you've just wasted 20 of them.
So it was supposed to be about getting rid of procrastination, but I'm just going to not say that. So I've just launched a new program, which is to help you get away and to stop procrastination. And you can go to getstuffdonewithpower.com to find out about it. But a question out there, if you've got people that you know, employees, friends, whatever, who want to bash through their procrastination, then let me know, because it's group accountability. If you've got a group who want to look at getting stuff done, then come and talk to me, and I'll give you some useful tips next time when he gives me more time. Yeah,
but she couldn't be bothered, you know. She sat at home
and
she thought about it for a little while. She thought, no, do you know what, I can't be bothered this week, so we'll do it next week. What should we do? Oh, I know, we'll do procrastination. No, I can't be bothered.
What's he like? He gives me 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
Oh, sorry, Joe.
I know. Anyway, that's fine. So, yes, procrastination.
Don't.
Is that
yeah, get on with it. Stop it. Cool. Thank you, Joe. That was useful. Don't procrastinate.
Next time.
Cool. Well, we're almost at the end of the show, another show. It just leaves me to tell you about what we've got coming up later on channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday the 11th of October at 5 o'clock on Channel Radio. We have the ladies' favourite in his stripy socks, Mr. Craig Avery, who has an entertainment and celebrity interview show. Woo-hoo-hoo. I'm not sure who's got on today, but that's Craig Avery's show. That's at 5 o'clock on Channel Radio. And that's 5 till 7. And then at 7 o'clock we have...
Welcome
on to the new potato show. 18 tracks of new, unsigned, up-and-coming music presented and handpicked for your delight by Mr. Jamie Andrews on the New Potato Show. That's from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. this evening. That is followed by our comedy music show, I Was Lord Kitchener's Valet, which for some hilarious reason focuses only and exclusively on the very comical year of 1967. I've no idea how they find so much material out of one year, but every year is 1967. It's a bit like, I don't know what, Back to the Future. But I Was Lord Kitchener's Valet, the comedy year 1967, a collection of music and stuff from 1967.
You can tell he listens to it as much as I do. I am definitely going to listen to it, though, to find out exactly
what is on it. Yeah.
On.
I do this
2 weeks in a row to see if it's the same each week.
Yeah, yeah. I do this for it every week, but everybody goes, so what's it about then? I go, well, you've got to listen, haven't you? That's
exactly
the whole point. And then, of course, we round off Tuesday evening, as we always do, with...
It's Club Culture with Boy George.
1, 2, 3, get down!
Cool drum beat and a squidgy bass, I give you Vanilla Ace, and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
Tune in on channelradio.co.uk, 10 p.m. tonight, Mr. Boy George with the Club Culture Show, as always, rounding off the evening on Channel Radio. That brings us to the end of another show. I'd just like to say a massive thank you to today's co-host, the famous Joe Dodds.
Thank you, too, for being nice to me.
Our executive producer and TV director, the gorgeous...